Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
It is summertime in my heart. It is summertime in my heart. Since Jesus saved me, new life he gave me. Even in wintertime, it's summer in my heart. It is summertime in my heart. It is summertime in my heart. Since Jesus saved me, new life he gave me.
Thank you, choir, for that song of thanks to the Lord. We surely should be grateful for all His blessings, for salvation, for the privilege of prayer, for His protection, for His supply of our needs, for the assurance of heaven, for the joy of serving Him here every day. And we surely should thank Him. You know, boys and girls, we should be thankful to our parents, too, or our teachers, or others who are helpful and kind to us. But you know, it seems awfully hard sometimes for some folks to even say thank you and to be grateful for what others do for them. It's a little bit like the old hermit in the story of Murphy's Law, when the boys helped him out in spite of their being scared to death, and when they, in fact, saved his life by giving him some food and something to drink, he finally came to and said, "I reckon I ought to thank ye for the drink and for that gooey gum ye call a sandwich," which was quite an insult to the boy's peanut butter and jelly. "Well, I do thank ye," he said. "I ain't used to thanking folks for anything, but I am beholden to ye for your help this afternoon." Even older folks can learn to be thankful. And boys and girls surely should remember to express genuine thanks to those who are kind and helpful. And especially we should thank our dear Heavenly Father for the gift of His Son and salvation. By the way, if you'd like to know more about that hermit I just told you about, and the mystery in Murphy's Law Goes Camping, and a bunch of other good Aunt Carolyn stories, I'd be glad to send you a little catalog that lists those stories and tells how you can order them. If you'd like to have one of those little catalogs, just write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Maybe I went too fast. Here it is again, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. and ask for the catalog that lists all the stories, and I'll be glad to send you one for yourself. And now, here's the choir again. Jesus had been followed almost constantly by throngs and crowds of people. And so, as night began to fall, when everybody else was ready to go home, and other people were tired, ready to seek physical rest and food for their bodies, Jesus said to his disciples, "You go on ahead. There's a little boat down there. You go on in the ship, and I'll be with you later." Now, what everybody else didn't know, when everyone else was going to seek physical rest, the Lord Jesus Christ went to seek time to be alone with the Heavenly Father. Oh, he loved to fellowship with God up in heaven. He loved to spend time with his Father and to seek his will and to seek his heart and to have fellowship perfect with him. And boys and girls, if the Lord Jesus himself wanted to have fellowship with the Heavenly Father, how much more important it is for you and me as Christians to stay close to the Lord and to take time every day for prayer and for reading the Word of God. If Jesus wanted time with God, how much more important it is for you and me to get our daily orders and our daily strength from the Lord through his Word and in prayer. Well, so Jesus spent, just hours, most of the night, there in prayer with the Heavenly Father. Now, ordinarily, you'd have thought everything been just fine. But if you'd have been there, you'd have known those disciples weren't just fine. 'Cause in the meantime, while Jesus was up praying, a terrific storm came up. I don't mean something that just, a few little waves come tripling through. No, sir, I mean a tempestuous wind began to blow. And it doesn't take much wind to begin to rock the boat. And pretty soon the boat was swinging one way and rocking back the other. And those old disciples were hanging on for dear life. And the water would go roaring up and then it'd splash back on the deck as it went down again. And those boys feared for their very lives. They didn't know what was going to happen. Here they were out in the middle of the lake, couldn't get to one side or the other. Their very lives were in danger. Oh, what were they going to do? They couldn't row to shore. It looked like they were going down for sure. And then Jesus finished his time with God, and he said, "I better go see about my disciples." And if you'd have been there, you'd say, "What do you mean, go see about your disciples, Lord? You're here up on the bank by the mountain, and they're out in the middle of the water. Now tell me how you're going to go see about them. You're going to try to get another little boat and go out there in the middle of this storm? Why, you'll sink for sure." Oh, but Jesus had far better ways than we could think of. Do you know how he got there? Well, he just put one foot on top of the water, and then he left the bank. And I mean to tell you, he was walking straight out across that rough lake. He wasn't getting wet. He wasn't sinking. He wasn't swimming. He was walking on the water, really. He really was. Well, that was just wonderful.
But the disciples looked up and saw somebody coming across on the water, and it like to scare them to death. They didn't know what to think. Here out in the middle of this storm and the lightning flashing and the thunder clapping and the shadows and the wind and the waves, and then that come across, they looked up and they thought, oh no, we're seeing evil spirits. They thought they saw a ghost. And they began to cry and holler. And then Jesus got close enough and he called out to them. He said, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. Oh, Peter knew that voice. But he could hardly believe his ears. And he called out over the deck. He said, Lord, if it's really you, bid me come to you on the water. You know what Jesus said? One word. Come. Well, you ought to have seen Peter that day. I guess the rest of the disciples thought the poor old boy's lost his mind, 'cause he scrambled right over the deck of that ship, right over the side, and scrambled down to the water. And would you believe? He started walking toward Jesus right smack on top of the water. And he looked at Jesus and kept a-walking. And then all of a sudden, he got his eyes off Jesus, and he saw those waves rolling up one side and down the other, and like to scare him to death to when he realized where he really was, out in the middle of the lake. And he got his eyes off Jesus, and whoop, down he went. And then he was in a jam. He began to cry to help, Lord, save me! Lord, save me! And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And all Jesus said was, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Peter was speechless. He didn't have an answer for that. But you know what? They walked back to the boat together, and soon as they climbed on board, the whole storm quit. Everything was as smooth as glass, and they sailed for shore smoothly along. Well, the disciples they were so thrilled and filled with wonder at the Lord Jesus and his power over the waves till they just could hardly say a word. But you know, old Peter, as much temper as he had and as quick as he was to make decisions, you have to give him credit. He really did walk on the water, didn't he? I tell you, I don't imagine any of the disciples that day said, ha ha, old Peter, you like to drown, didn't you? No, I think they said, Peter, how did it feel? Boy, that was wonderful. I couldn't hardly believe my eyes when I saw you out there walking. But it was all because Peter dared to trust the Lord and step out by faith to him. Now that's what Jesus wants you to do. Step out by faith and walk with him this week. And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, Daily Vacation Bible School, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.